The Hope of the Super Heavenly Calling by Charles H. Welch, 1880-1967. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hebrews 11:1, KJ 5. Now faith is an assumption of what is being expected. Concordant. Hope, as used in the scriptural sense, is very far from being a vague desire entertained with doubts and fears. Hope is the realization, the fruition, the tangible actuality of all that God has addressed now to faith and all that Christ has been made to us. There are those who think, despite the fact that some believers totally deny the distinctive ministry of Paul, the unique calling of the one body, and the peculiar character of the dispensation of the mystery, administration of the secret, that they will nevertheless find themselves enjoying the hope of the present elect company in the day to come. That there is commendable humility and charity in this thought we readily admit, but we do not believe it to be true, nevertheless. Faith now is linked with hope. It is the substance of things hoped for. Many a believer, if asked to detail his hope, would be found expecting the heavenly calling on the same grounds as Abraham, the hope of one day entering the New Jerusalem, the holy city, or of meeting the Lord in the air as he comes to earth once more. These are the things that constitute his hope. The position resolves itself into this. You tell me your calling, and I will tell you your hope. Hence it is that in Ephesians we read twice of hope as connected with a distinctive calling, Ephesians 1:18, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and 4:4, one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Here, hope is related to his calling and to our calling. The word his in chapter 1:18 refers to God, as may be seen by reading on to verses 19 to 20, his power, which he wrought in Christ. Our hope is connected with the calling of God, and when we turn to the practical section commencing with chapter 4, then we read not of his calling, but of your calling, vocation. It is clear from the statement made that the one body is connected with one hope, which in turn is connected with the definite and particular calling revealed in the epistles of the secret, Ephesians and Colossians. One of the distinctive marks of the calling of the one body is its heavenly destiny. The word heavenly is not full enough to convey all that the word used in Ephesians implies. Supercelestial is nearer. In the original text of the New Testament, two words are employed, both translated heavenly, uranios and epuranios. The added word epi signifies upon or over and refers to the heavens that are beyond the limitations of the present creation. Face heavens of the heavens, Psalm 148:4, 1 Kings 8:27. The church of the one body is blessed on toi epuranios, in the super heavenlies. We may learn a little concerning this wondrous sphere by considering several passages in Ephesians. The expression on toi epuranios occurs nowhere else in the New Testament. First, in Ephesians 1:3, we are told that there is the sphere of our blessing, blessed with all spiritual blessing in the super heavenlies. The next occurrence adds considerably to our understanding. It is where the Lord Jesus Christ went when raised from the dead, where the Father set him at his own right hand in the super heavenlies. Not only is this lofty position defined as such, but it is also further explained as being far above all principality and power, 1:21. And the revelation of Ephesians 2 leaves us in no doubt, hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in the super heavenlies in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 2, 5-6. Therefore, the expression, the hope of your calling, is clearly connected with the super heavenlies, and the third chapter will throw light upon our inquiry. Verse 4 says, when Christ, who is our life, shall be made manifest, then shall ye also be made manifest with him in glory. The context emphasizes the fact that things above are to occupy our minds, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. There our life is hid, there in Christ we are already seated, there our hope is to be realized. The Lord Jesus Christ will one day be manifested in glory, not merely to the inhabitants of the earth, nor to those who are caught up to meet him in the air, but to principalities and powers in the heavenlies. The knees of things in heaven, as well as on the earth, are to bow in recognition of his glory, Hebrews 1:6. And there in that super heavenly manifestation of his glory, our hope shall be realized. Others will truthfully say, I cannot see it. Edited abridgment, Berean Expositor, 1917.